Today, our fellow citizens, our way of life, our very freedom came under attack in a series of deliberate and deadly terrorist acts. None of us will ever forget this day. Yet we go forward to defend freedom and all that is good and just in our world. Thank you.
Hello there. Welcome back to Leading with Sense. I'm Tim, your host. Recently, I was featured on another podcast called About Face, and my friend Ian O'Neill put together this podcast to just raise awareness and to approach different topics and just, you know, have a conversation about them. So we talked about finances in the military and what's wrong and what can be done. So check out that podcast. There'll be a link in the show notes here to link you that podcast. And today we're going to be talking about a very important topic in the military, and that is going to be our retirement. So at this point in the system, you've gone through the money marching orders. So marching order 1, 2, 3. Three is the last major one we covered. So money marching order number 3, which is your debt assault, which is listing all your debt, smallest to largest, paying everything you can on the smallest debt, and then, you know, using the debt snowball to pay off that. And then after that, we go to money marching order number 4, which we're going to cover very, very briefly. So money marching order number 4 is to go back to your beginner emergency fund, your helmet emergency fund, and we're now going to plus that back up to 3 to 6 months of net pay. And that's from the amount on your LES. Again, money marching order number 4 is your body armor. So this is where we're getting your full protection with the fully funded emergency fund, which again consists of 3 to 6 months of your net pay, and take that amount from your LES. So by this point, you now have completed money marching order 1, 2, 3, and 4, and those are done. So that was the hard part. That's making the behavior change. That's making the mental change and doing the paradigm shift on starting to save money. We're not using debt. And now we are ready to invest. So now that you don't have any debt and you have a fully funded emergency fund, it's time to have some fun and focus on wealth building using the tools that are available to you in the military. So in money marching order number 5, this is what I call pension plus. Pension plus. So if you go back and listen to my podcast just outlining each of the money marching orders, I do talk about money marching order number 5, pension plus, and how pensions are not guaranteed. When you join the military, you know, everyone I think says, oh yeah, I'm going to do 20 years. Oh yeah, I'm going to do 20 years. But you never know. You never know. So I really like the blended retirement system, which is the new system that if you joined after January 1st, 2018, you are automatically enrolled in. And then if you joined before January 1st, 2018, you had the option to roll into. Now, obviously, there are some populations where the blended retirement system didn't make sense, meaning you had too much time in service and you didn't have enough time to catch up with the contributions. So in money marching order number 5, pension plus, this is where we are going to start contributing more money towards retirement inside the Thrift Savings Plan, or your TSP, which is the government's version of a 401k, which is your employer benefit retirement program. The maximum you can contribute to your TSP in one tax year is $19,500, and that is stateside. In my next episode, I'm going to cover the aspects of the retirement system that kick in if you're in a combat zone or some kind of tax-free zone. Again, that'll be in the next episode. I want to keep this one relatively brief. So we're in money marching order number 5, pension plus, and we're starting to contribute towards retirement. Now, how much do we contribute? So if you are in the blended retirement system, if you are in BRS and you are 30 years or younger, I want you to contribute 10% of your own money into the TSP. And then you will get a 5% match on top of that. And that'll be a total of 15%. So if you are starting now and you are older than 30 years of age, I want you to contribute the full 15% of your own money plus a 5% match to get you a total of 20% going in. Now, if you are in the legacy system and you are not getting a match from the government, I want you to contribute 15% no matter what your age is. Again, I want you to retire with something other than just your pension. I want you to have money in your pocket that will survive you. Now, in all these cases, I want your contributions going into a Roth. No matter which stage of the game you're in, and no matter how old you are, contribute to the Roth. So the difference between Roth and traditional. So Roth, you pay taxes on the money when you bring it home, and then you contribute to it. You've already paid taxes on the money, and therefore the money will grow tax-free. And then when you withdraw the money at age 59 and a half, your withdrawals are also tax-free. This is what we call after-tax dollars. Now, the traditional, this is what we refer to as pre-tax. This is where you get the tax break on your contributions now, and the contribution amount is deducted from your adjusted gross income for that year. But then as the money grows in the retirement account, you will have to pay taxes on the growth when you take that money out. So you get the tax break now on a traditional, and then on a Roth, you pay the taxes now, and then you can withdraw tax-free. Now, here's my mentality. I know what the tax laws are right now. I know what they are. In the future, I don't know what the tax laws are going to be. So I'm going to go ahead and pay my taxes now so I don't have to pay them later at whatever tax bracket is deemed appropriate at that time by our government. So now covering the different retirement systems in the military. First of all, the better known system is the Legacy High 3 retirement system. And this is 50% of your monthly salary from the average high 36 months of your service. So your highest paid 36 month period broken down to a monthly period, and you get 50% of that at 20 years. That is the better known system. That's the traditional, if you will, that's your traditional retirement system in the military. And then in 2018, the military rolled out the blended retirement system, the BRS. And what the blended retirement system is a modern retirement plan, if you will, for the uniform service that's available to service members that started January 1st, 2018 or later. Features of the BRS, they include a defined benefit, which is your monthly retired pay for life, otherwise known as your pension, after at least 20 years of service. The second part is a defined benefit consisting of a government automatic contribution and matching contribution to a member's thrift savings plan. And then there are a couple other things called, one of them is continuation pay, which is a bonus paid to the service member between 8 and 12 years of service. And that will be determined by the service at that time. So there's no telling what your continuation pay will be right now. It's something that will be available to you down the road. And then the BRS, it also has something else when you retire, a lump sum option. And what the lump sum option does is you can receive a portion of what would be paid as your monthly pension in a lump sum when you retire. And then at age, I believe it's 67, your monthly pay then goes back to normal. So if you take the lump sum option, you'll get money now, and then you'll receive a reduced monthly payment. And then at age 67, it goes back up to your normal monthly payment. So again, those are just briefly some options that are given to you by a blended retirement system. So again, if you enter the uniform services on or before December 31st, 2017, and didn't opt into the BRS, then you are automatically grandfathered into the Legacy High 3 system. If you entered the uniform services on or after January 1st, 2018, you are automatically enrolled in BRS, and this is your military retirement plan. So the two big portions of the retirement plan, the first one we're going to talk about is the defined benefit, which is 40% of your average high 3 years of pay. So if you made on average from your highest 3 years, $6,000 a month, you would multiply that by 40%, and that would get you your monthly pension, which is $2,400. And then if you serve any years above 20, you get an additional 2% for every year served above 20. So if you serve 21 years, then you would get 42% of your high three. If you serve 22 years, then you would get 44% of your high three, so on and so forth. So again, 40% of your high three, and then 2% for every year after 20. And now on to probably the biggest benefit of the blended retirement system. So obviously, the pension goes down from 50% to 40%. So what else is there to make this a better plan? It's the matching. So next portion of the blended retirement system is the matching, which is the biggest change from the traditional retirement system. Basically, this is a 5% match, which is made up of a 1% automatic contribution by the government and a 4% match above that. But here's the thing about the match. I remember when this retirement system rolled out and everyone said, you know, it's not as good. The government would never roll out something that would benefit the soldier more than the government, right? So the consensus is that the government is saving money by providing the blended retirement system. And this is true. I'm not going to deny that this is true, because most people don't contribute to their retirement system. They don't contribute to their TSP. So therefore, the government doesn't have to pay out a 5% match. So the only way to get money out of the TSP from this benefit is to put money into the TSP. Again, this is a match. This isn't an automatic contribution. You only get a 1% automatic contribution. And to get the rest of that 5%, you have to contribute at least 5%. To get money out of the matching, you have to put money in. And when you do this, this is basically 100% return on your money, if you think about it. You put 5% in, you get 5% matched. Now, no matter what side of the TSP you're in, whether it's the Roth or the traditional, your match will always go in traditional. So if I'm contributing 5% to the Roth, the 5% match is going to automatically go into my traditional side. So you're going to have two different sides of your TSP. And when you go withdraw the match at age 59 and a half, you will have to pay taxes on it. So with this match, there's something called vesting, right? So vesting basically means you own the match. You own that money. So on the TSP, you're fully vested after 2 years, which means you have ownership over the matching contributions provided by the government. Now, keep in mind, you're always, always vested with your contributions and their growth. This vesting just means if you leave the service before 2 years, that you will not be able to roll the contributions to an IRA. You won't own the matching contributions. You'll only own what you put in. So after 2 years, you own that money. So now that you're contributing to the TSP, you went into MyPay, you went into Marine Online, you went into Direct Access, and you turned on your either 10 or 15% going into your TSP. Now what? What's next? So now you actually have to go and pick what funds you want to invest in. And depending on which plan you're in, but again, like if you went to MyPay, Marine Online or whatever, this only starts your contributions. This does not allocate your contributions. So first of all, you're going to have different funds in the TSP. You're going to have life cycle funds, which are basically target retirement funds where you put in what year you want to retire and it'll kind of target that date for you. Now, these funds will adjust quarterly and become more conservative as you get closer to your retirement age, which is exactly why I'm not a fan of the life cycle funds or the target retirement funds. They are overly conservative, and plus you don't have control of any of the different funds that are within each life cycle fund. There is someone managing that fund for you. So again, this is why I'm not a fan of the life cycle funds. So that leaves us with the individual funds, which consists of the C fund, the S fund, the I fund, and these three are your main ones I want you to invest in, the C, the S, and the I. What I don't want you to invest in is the G and the F fund. Please stay away from the G and the F fund. They're terrible. So the C fund is your common stock fund. And this is basically your Standard & Poor's 500 index fund. And this is a very good performing fund within the TSP. Currently, the 1 year performance was 18%. The 10 year was 13.9%. And the lifetime of the fund from back in, I think it's 1988, this fund started, it was 10.8%. So again, you want to look at the 10 year and the lifetime to kind of determine how much this fund is going to bring back. And this is right around 10 to 13%. So the next fund I want you to invest in is the S fund. And this is the small cap fund, which basically mimics the Dow Jones. And this one performed very well. This one performed 31% this year, 13.3% 10 year, and then overall was a 10.2%. And then last one that I want you to invest in is the I fund, which is your international fund. And this performed 8% this year, 5% at the 10 year, and then 5.16% overall. So the C and the S and the I, I want you to invest 70-ish% in the C, 20-ish% in the S, and then the remainder in the I fund. So the majority of your investing will be in the C and the S, and then a little bit in the I. Now the G fund and the F fund, these are mostly government bonds and securities, and these performed less than 3% over the lifetime of the fund, which barely beats inflation, which is why I do not want you to invest in them. So just a quick recap, money marching order number 5, Pension Plus. It comes after you're done paying off debt. It comes after you have a fully funded emergency fund. And this is where we're going to ramp up the retirement savings. So if you are 30 years or younger in the blended retirement system, contribute 10%. And that'll get you your 5% match to get a total of 15% going in. If you're just starting now and you're older than 30 years of age, contribute 15% plus your 5% match to get a total of 20%. And if you're in legacy system, 15% no matter what your age. I want this all going into a Roth. So that way when you go withdraw it in 30 years, again, you can only withdraw at 59 and a half without penalty or tax or excess tax, I should say. Contribute to the Roth, please. Please, please, please. And then above that, to get your match, you know, make sure you put in the 5%. And then I want you to be investing in the C, the S, and the I, the common stock, the small cap fund, and the international. 70, 20, 10, and stay away from the G and the F fund. And lastly, make sure you have access to your TSP. Go to tsp.gov and log in so you can see where your money is going or where it's already been contributed. And if you want to move it around, you can. So if you're completely in the G fund or life cycle fund, go ahead and do an inter-fund transfer, and you can contribute it either to the C, the S, and the I, or a portion thereof, and then also set up what your contributions are going to be going towards. So again, after you start your contributions in MyPay, Marine Online, or Direct Access, you have to go into the tsp.gov website and then tell the website where to put your money. So in a nutshell, that covers mostly the blended retirement system and money marching order number 5. I thought I was going to serve 20 years, but I didn't. I got out at around 9 years. So I was able to take money with me when I left. Your pension's not guaranteed. And your pension alone is not a good retirement plan. Pensions provide excuses to not contribute to your retirement. And the pension dies with you. Thanks for listening to this episode. Again, this was Money Marching Order number 5, Pension Plus. Tune in next episode to hear how retirement contributions work when you're serving in a combat zone. Until next time, this is Tim with Leading with Sense.